You're still tuned to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Brief programming note, we had mentioned earlier, we'd be speaking with John Paisley and Joe Lamb of the Borneo Project, talking about the fight for human rights in tropical forests on the island of Borneo. But first, we're going to go right to Janka Soderberg speaking with Pamela Snook, who is organizing a protest outside of Fran's Bakery to challenge the harassment of homeless people. Here's that now.
If you could maybe just introduce yourself and tell our listeners why you have started a protest outside of Friends Bakery.
My name is Pamela Lynn Snook Sr. I go as Big Mama out on the street. We started the demonstration because Friends Bakery, one of the foremen decided that he was going to wake us up by the police at 4 o'clock in the morning. Because he didn't like the way our hooch looked. A hooch is two carts and tarps tied to it. And he didn't like that. So we had to move. They make you move. They say you have to go 5 blocks from where you are. Okay, then they put you in a different area. Then another officer tells you you can't be there. It's so much madness out there, you know. The laws are unjust.
So you were getting harassed for having a temporary shelter set up so you could sleep.
In the rain, yes. It was raining that night.
And what reason did the foreman from Fran's Bakery give?
He didn't like the way our hooch looked. That's the only reason. It's sad. You know.
Was it on the Fran's Bakery property?
No. It was on the sidewalk, a city sidewalk. And I pay taxes just like normal people do. And I don't see no harm in sleeping on the sidewalk, especially if I'm cleaning up the area. And further, I clean up the whole block. I sweep the street to make sure there's no glass in the street for cars to go by. I pick up all the trash that I don't put there, but because it's my earth, just like it's everybody else's earth, and it's our responsibility to take care of it. I clean up, so does my husband.
So you are engaging in the stewardship of the neighborhood in a way. What is it that you think is the reason behind the sweeps and the continued demands that you move?
Because, okay, I understand some people are on drugs, okay? But there's other people out there that are normal people that just don't have homes. I have sit up and did a survey. I walked by this lady and this gentleman one day downtown without my cart. I engaged a conversation with them. They didn't know I was homeless. I didn't let them know. But the next day, I went with my car, tried to talk to people, and they acted like I didn't even exist.
How do you think we can break through the stigmas that people have where being homeless renders you a non-person in our society?
Well, me being a Christian, I judge people not. I try to get to know them as a human being. I find that it's better that way to not judge people. People need to stop judging people for things that someone else has done to them and wake up and realize we are all brothers and sisters out here. You shun your nose at your brother, you're going to eventually get someone to shun their nose at you. If you don't want it done to you, don't do it to someone else. I'm a mother of 9 children. I have 3 grandchildren now. The only thing different was I didn't have a home than anyone else that's a grandparent or a parent.
I mean, it must be so hard to not have a place to go at the end of the day. How do you cope?
You cope the best way you can. You try to get as many hours of sleep as you can. People don't understand. If you don't have a place to sleep, your body deteriorates. Your mind deteriorates. And people wonder why a lot of these homeless people are walking around talking to themselves. Because some of them have stayed up for so many days because they don't have a safe place to sleep because the police are harassing them all the time. Or somebody's coming by throwing cans or bottles at them while they're asleep. It's just not the police. It's the people out there. If you throw a bottle at someone, you gotta realize that you're gonna do some harm to that person. You might even kill them. Would you want somebody to do that to you? Would you want somebody to throw rocks at you? Tell you that you're not a human? That you don't belong here? So I asked them, where do I belong? I was born here on this earth, just like you were. I have the same rights to live here as you do. So why not treat me the same way I treat you? I treat everybody with respect and kindness. Even when you do me wrong, I still do.
And now this issue with Franz Bakery, calling the police and forcing you to move. Are you hoping that Franz will change their position?
Yes. Not only France, but all the rest of the businesses that think that homeless people are nothing.
And the businesses call the police and complain about people living on the street, saying things like, why are they out on the street? Why don't they just go and get services or go to a shelter?
Why don't they go and kill themselves? I've heard people say that. Mm. You know, they're worthless people. They just want to get what they can from society and not do anything for themselves. But I'm here to say there's people out there that want a home. They want a job. They want to live. They want to have a good life and be happy, not be harassed. They have so many organizations, and they have more homeless people than help. They have lots out here that the city owns that they can rent to homeless people where they could set their area up. The homeless people could rent bathrooms. They can build an area to cook in and it be up to health code. Because there's a lot of carpenters, plumbers, electricians out there that have lost their jobs. And that's why they're homeless. And I tell everybody all the time, you just pay check away.
Yeah, I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how easy it is for someone to end up on the street.
It's very easy. One day you have a job, you go to work the next day, and you don't have nothing. Then slowly your finances deteriorate to where you have nothing left, and you're forced out here. And it's harder to get off the streets than it is to get on. I'm just out here trying to let people know we have to wake up and stand up for ourselves and say, look, this is ridiculous. You start helping people that really want to get help, or you give us a place where we can live, and we'll live there.
Do you see, like, Right to Dream 2 as a model for what people can do to set up?
Yeah, a system like that. And I know that the city of Portland has land that they can donate or rent to homeless people, because there's some homeless people out here that have income, but not enough to pay first, last month's rent and deposits and everything to get into a place and still be able to maintain their living situation out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, St. Francis is providing some resources to people, but the housing is going to go up in that park. Do you think that's going to have an impact when they start get rid of the St. Francis Park and build a apartment complex there?
There's only going to be a certain amount of apartments that are going to be for homeless people. There's going to be a floor that's just for women and children. And then there's going to be the other activity downstairs on the main floor. And then I think it's like one or two floors, maybe, that are going to be for homeless people. So that's like 28 families off the street. Come on, there's over 28,000 homeless people in Portland, Oregon. And not enough resources. Because I've tried everything I could to get off the streets. I've been successful to get off the streets. And like I say, circumstances bring you out here. And now, circumstances have got me off the streets, but that don't mean just because I'm off the streets, I'm not going to fight for my brothers and sisters that are still out here. Somebody's got to make a stand. Say, hey, what you're doing is wrong. You have the right to rest.
So what are you hoping that the protest at Friends Bakery will accomplish?
Make them more aware of what they're doing, how much they're harming, physically harming people. Because if you don't think emotional stress from having to dealing with living out there isn't hard on the body, it is, without rest.
And especially if you haven't had anything to eat, which is a situation for a lot of people, too.
Well, some people, because of their disabilities, aren't able to go to these places. So, yes, they do go hungry if they don't have somebody that they could depend upon getting them some food. Because I remember when my legs were out, and I couldn't walk from my neuropathy. I went hungry for days because I couldn't go get food to eat. I know how it is to be hungry. I know how it is to be cold. I know how it is to have frostbite on your fingers and toes because there's no place open to get warm.
What do you think that we need to do as a society to address this really epidemic that has increased in recent years of people having to live on the street?
like I said, they should censor, actually, the people that do want to get off the streets and the people that don't, put them somewhere out of society's way, out of harm. Because they can be harmed from others by their actions. Some of them are mentally disabled, and they don't know what they're doing because they're not taking their medication. A lot of people have to realize, some people are doing things because they're not taking their medication, or they're just so dang frustrated with this, with not getting the help that they need to get indoors. Can you imagine going to 4 or 5 different organizations and all 4 or 5 of them tell you they can't help you because you don't qualify?
It's not just going to these different organizations, it's bringing all of your stuff from one place, one side of town to the other to try and reach these different places.
Yeah. And people look at you, talk about you, right in front of you. They don't care if they hurt your feelings or not. Some people get jumped on behind talking about homeless people because they're tired of being stereotyped. They're tired of being put down. I know I am.
Are you asking for people to support your protest?
Yeah, I want people to come out. You don't have to be homeless. Just think about if it was your mom or your dad or your grandmother or your grandfather out on the streets sleeping on some sidewalk and somebody came up to them and said, "I can't stand your guts. You're going to die." And they start jumping on you. And they start beating you up. What would you do? That's all I want to know. That's one thing to think about. These people are somebody's children, somebody's brother, somebody's sister, mother or father, grandparent. We're all human. We all have the right to live according to God. I think if people looked at things a lot different and judged people for who they are and not because they're stereotyped, they would find out a lot of these people that are homeless are wonderful people. They'll give you the clothes off their back. They'll give you their last piece of bread. They'll share a glass of water with you. And I know some people that live indoors that wouldn't even give you time of day.
If people do want to support your action, when and where? Is it on Southeast 12th?
It's right on 12th and Davis. It's the perimeter is the whole France Bakery. We will be marching from this morning at 7 o'clock all the way until the 13th at midnight. And hopefully we can make people aware of what's really going on out here and how they're abusing the law. They say one thing, but then the police officers will tell you, well, this is what you have to do. You have to abide by what I say now. Then you get another officer say, "Oh, I have no problem with you being here." But the next officer that comes, they might. Come on, you gotta live every day worried about your things getting taken from the Multnomah County Sheriff's Department that goes around and cleans up. they pick up garbage, stuff that people have left behind, and they also take people's property. They come back and they don't have nothing. Do you know how devastating that is? To go somewhere to try to better your life and you come back to nothing. No blankets to stay warm. No tarp to keep the rain off you. Nothing. Everything gone. And sometimes they don't even leave a paper telling you where to go to get your property. And then where you gotta go to get your property is way out in where people can't even get transportation out there. You catch the Green Max line and you gotta go all the way out to the end of the line, then catch another bus to get there. Then you gotta walk a half a mile to the place to get your stuff. And then they tell you, you got 15 minutes to get what you can. The rest is going to the garbage.
Well, it seems like they don't just consider the things to be garbage, but the people.
They consider us to be garbage just like our things. But now, if you were in a house, you'd have your clothes, your blankets, your bed, your little trinkets, your pictures on the wall. Well, when you live in Hooch, you can't put your pictures on the wall. You store your stuff in bags and hope to God don't nobody take it. Not only them, you got people out here that are thieves that will take your stuff. Because I have got my things stolen several times. But thank God we have a mobile home now. One to keep. And then they tell you it's against the law for you to run your generators in the city limit. My husband just told me that this morning. We can't turn our heaters, our lights, our cook, and our mobile home if we're in city limits. Ain't that so? People have passed laws to benefit corporations that are making millions and billions of dollars a year. And the poor and the homeless are the ones that suffer. And it's time for the poor and the homeless to stand up to the corporation.